I'm Chris from Nerd Alert News, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance by Director Phil Coulson. Stand by for SHIELD debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents granted clearance by the SHIELD director.
Now it's time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Agent Haley.
And I'm Agent Lauren.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., a Marvel Comic Universe podcast. This is podcast number 111. Yes, that's 111, discussing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3, Episode 11, Bouncing Back. This podcast is recorded on Wednesday, March 9th, 2016. Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a fan-based podcast on the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agent Carter, Marvel's Daredevil and Jessica Jones on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe.
Because of superpowers from Dios or Pescado or whatever.
If you'd like to talk to us about fish-given superpowers, you can contact us at our website, legendsofshield.com. We have a voicemail, 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. We also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, all at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. You can find our YouTube channel at youtube.com/GunnaGeek. And you can find our website, our network's website, at GunnaGeek.com.
This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., we're going to be continuing our Deadpool Marvel Collector Core Crate giveaway. We're going to be talking about our C2E2 panel of the network Gunna Geek. We're going to be, of course, talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. bouncing back. But before we get to that, we might also talk a little bit about the Agent Carter finale, because the ladies here have not had a chance to do that yet. We're going to be talking about the weekly Marvel news, your feedback, and highlights from the live chat room. So first of all, I just want to remind everybody that the Gunna Geek YouTube channel has a lot of geeky shows on it. The main Gunna Geek podcast, Better Podcasting podcast, All Things Good and Nerdy, Starling Tribune about the Arrow TV show, and Nerd Alert News special editions, along with F3G2. So go ahead to youtube.com/GunnaGeek to check out all of our video podcasts. All right, ladies, this is the first time you're hearing this, at least live on the podcast, but we have a Deadpool crate to give away, don't we?
Yes, it's full of Deadpool-y goodness.
It is, and we have a contest to give it away. And Lauren, what are we doing to give it away?
Well, we are combining two things that we like very, very much, Deadpool and Agent Carter. And the way that you get the Deadpool crate is by mashing up these two things and having, you know, you describe a date between Deadpool and Peggy Carter. And it has to be funny. It has to make us laugh. It has to entertain us. So go on, get on with that.
Yep.
Make us laugh. Make us cry.
Preferably laugh.
So we have already gotten one submittal so far, and we'll go over that submittal and any others that we've received next week. So if you want to get in on this, go ahead and catch us at any of the ways to contact us, Twitter account, Facebook, whatever. You can email me, StargatePioneer@GunnaGeek.com, and we will be happy to receive your entry into the Deadpool crate. Just a reminder, at the time this podcast goes out, it'll just be a matter of days. Six of the Gunna Geek Network hosts will be at the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, also commonly known as C2E2, on Friday, the 18th of March, and it will be at 2:45 p.m. in room S503, and we will be talking about everyday podcasting for your everyday life. You're going to see Naki there from All Things Good and Nerdy. You're going to see Beef from Legends Podcast. You're going to see Coney Goff from GameLifeBalance.us, and more importantly, WGN Radio fame. He is Twitter verified, people. Chris Farrell from Nerd Alert News, All Things Good and Nerdy, Gunna Geek Podcast, and Starling Tribune. Willie D. Nelson. Yes, that Willie Nelson. No, not that Willie Nelson. The Willie Nelson from the Gunna Geek Network that is on the podcast, All Things Good and Nerdy, as well as myself. And we will be talking to you about anything hobby podcasting related, everyday podcasting for your everyday life. And yes, there will be swag. So come on in to S503. The swag will help you if you're a podcaster with your podcasting. I guarantee it. All right, ladies, you missed the Agent Carter podcast last week, and we have to have you talk about it. So which one of you wants to go first? I mean, are we talking a knife battle here to decide who goes first? Or
I'll let Lauren go first.
Okay, Lauren, what do you got?
Okay, we finally got the Sousa and Peggy kiss.
Yep.
Seriously, I've been saying that it was going to happen since season one.
Stephen is asking a great question because you two were gone last week trying to find Dottie because the series wrapped up without finding Dottie and you guys were sent off as expert agents to go find her. So did you find Dottie?
Did not. That is why we're going to have a season three.
I found her. She hit me right there. See?
And she got away.
Yeah.
So season three. Yeah, just there's still enough loose ends that season three would be really nice if we got it. Like, where's Dottie? And they still haven't founded S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. And who killed Thompson?
Also, Peggy's not in charge yet. So
yeah,
let's work on that.
Peggy is not completely in charge yet.
She's Noggin who's in charge.
Peggy's effectively in charge, but not officially in charge.
Do what Peggy says, but Samberly yes. doesn't do what Peggy says at the start.
I was kind of glad that they didn't kill the hypotenuse. You know, usually it's kind of a lazy solution when you have love triangles to just kill off one of them and whoever's left gets together. So I was really glad that Wilkes, you know, he just lived and they're just like, okay, it was nice, but it didn't work out well.
If it's a love square, they did kill off one of the square pieces. Thompson.
But Thompson wasn't with them.
Right. So last week I mentioned the fact that they killed off Thompson is probably because they couldn't afford Chad Michael Murray next year if there was a season three.
Is he really that expensive?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I don't think so. I mean, he did One Tree Hill for a while. And then he didn't really do anything for a while. So I feel like he's probably not super expensive.
There was something. I was just flipping channels and I saw him and I was like, oh my God, I forgot he was in that. But now I don't remember what it was because I've spent the last week like sick.
Okay.
But yeah, I was watching. I was like, oh, I just had this visceral reaction to him just because I've spent the past year and a half just hating him.
I liked it. I don't have any notes, so I can't form any coherent thoughts about it because I require notes to do that. But, you know, it was good. We got to see Peggy kick all sorts of ass, which is the best, the very best thing.
Right. So there were a ton of quotes and Stephen and I went through them at the end of the podcast last week. So podcast number, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 110, just go back and listen to that for all the great quotes from the episode. I took the hit on that, Haley. I assembled them and there were a lot of good. It was a fun, entertaining episode. It was amazing. It was a great series. At the time, we hadn't even heard the rumors that there might possibly be a season three. And do you guys want to discuss that a little bit here? Because I have a theory.
Yes, please. Okay.
So we heard a news story, a rumor that there might be that ABC was thinking of doing a season three. Now, I was thinking about that. They ended, as we talked about, Stephen and I talked about in the podcast last week, they ended it in a place where they could end it and then bring it back in other properties, as I believe Haley mentioned before, that they could do that. However, if they actually want to start S.H.I.E.L.D., if they want to go through that, they need a few episodes to do that, 5 or 6 episodes, and not just flashbacks in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or the Netflix series or whatever. So I think Big Disney, Big Marvel is coming in and saying, you know what? We need to show this before we ixnay the series. So let's go ahead and show that. And then season three will be it. Unless they actually make the stupid series available on Netflix, on Amazon Prime, or whatever that's easily available. Netflix would be best. And don't do the exclusive DVD thing and then try to pump it to see if they can get even a season four about it. Because let's face it, Hayley Atwell is amazing. James Darcy is amazing. It would be a loss to lose this show. And the ratings just, they did everything to kill it this year.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, I still need to get the DVD. I didn't realize it was out because I heard nothing about it.
Because you can only get it in one place.
Exactly. So you can't see it on Netflix. You can't see it like hardly anywhere. So good job on that, ABC, Marvel, Disney, everyone involved.
And since they went exclusive with the DVDs, I feel like if they were to bring it to streaming, it would probably be on Amazon Prime.
Whatever it's on, at least it's available to the masses, right? Mm-hmm. And hasn't been.
Yeah, and it needs to be, especially, wasn't that what kind of got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a little bit more?
The off-season on Netflix? Yeah, they put it on Netflix immediately, and at the time they were trying to grow their expanded universe outside the film universe, so... Mm-hmm. And they were suffering from poor ratings in season one because this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was not that great of a show in season one. So, I mean, a lot of people will admit it until episode 14 or it was 17. Episode 17, then it was The Winter Soldier.
When they finally got to say the word Hydra.
Yeah.
When it got good.
And then all of a sudden it gets good. So I think that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. taking the Inhumans and that storyline is going to be great as it goes forward instead of encapsulating that in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But as far as Agent Carter goes, there is nothing going on in classic Marvel right now. It's just Agent Carter. There is no other place that they can put it unless they do flashbacks. And if they do flashbacks, they're going to take screen time away for the main show. So What I think is going to happen is that they are going to wrap that up. They're going to start S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know how long it's going to take them, but Disney/Marvel is going to do a better job of pumping the show next year if they decide to go
pimping,
with it.
Not pumping. That's a different thing.
Either way, I don't care as long as they get more viewers.
Well, since we're talking kind of about numbers and viewers, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back and this is their lowest rated episode to date. It only had 1.1 rating. It did not do well.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, let's hold that thought and We'll talk about that later. So let's stay on Agent Carter. You ladies have anything you want to say about the series in general, the season in general, or anything else before we move on?
I really enjoyed the season. It felt like the interplay between Peggy and Jarvis was just fantastic. I'm having a hard time figuring out which season I liked more. There was a lot of stuff that I really, really liked about season one. But I felt like season two, this season, I don't know, it felt like things were just a little bit more together in parts. Mm-hmm. I wish we'd had a little bit more Howard. I wish we'd had more Dottie. I wish we'd had more Angie. Because, I mean, she wanted to be an actress. Come on, it would have made sense for her to go to LA. We could have seen her there. But hey, I'll take what I can get.
Right.
Yes, we needed more Bernard Stark.
Yeah, that whole thing, it just, we talked about it last week, fell off the face of the earth. We saw him in two episodes and then nothing. Like, come on. We all want to know what happened to Bernard.
I agree. Season two is probably the stronger of the two seasons, but I do miss some of the characters from season one. I would have liked to have had a lot more Dottie, a lot more Angie.
I'm glad we got more Rose.
Yeah, Rose was awesome this season.
Rose and Samberly were a lot of fun. Yeah, just seeing that character growth, especially in terms of Peggy and Jarvis, I was really happy to see that. The writing was pretty solid all the way through. The humor was great.
It was amazing humor.
Yeah, there were a couple moments where I just flat out cried.
Right. Both physical and verbal comedic. And yes, there were sad moments.
And I just want more. It's such a fun little... I feel like on the one hand, I want more, but the limited run of it is kind of perfect at the same time. Because it's sort of a like smaller in scope.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it doesn't build on the larger universe the way things set in present day do, because they're connected to all of these events that are happening right now. It's kind of its own little nook of the Marvel universe.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like if they wanted to continue it, even if they just put it on Netflix or something, and they just did, I don't know, 5 or 6 episodes a year, I'd be happy with that. I really love these characters. I love the actors and I love it. I love the feel of it and the everything about it. And I just want more of it.
Cajun Sean in the chat said it focuses more on the story with no filler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just, on the negative side, there are a lot of pluses. I really love the series, so don't get me wrong. On the negative side, we were saddled with 3 2-hour episodes. And on a Tuesday night, when you have Flash before it, it just gets incredibly long. And the continuity, it was smushed. It was a story that was smushed. So why don't you just do, I don't know, hour and a half episodes or something in a shorter time?
Well, I think the plan was to just have an episode a week, and they really got screwed by that stupid State of the Union.
Yep.
And that messed up their whole plan.
Again, thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. So if they can go in next year with maybe knowing that they're only going to have 8 episodes or whatever, then it might work out better where they don't end up having to double up on episodes like they did this year. But, you know, they're squeezed on both sides because on the start of the series, you've got Christmas and they don't really want to start before the new year.
No.
And then on the end, you've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which a lot of times has a tie-in with a movie coming out in May, so they can't push that back. So they just kind of got squished this year.
Yeah, they definitely did. All right, you guys liked it though, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. If you have anything else more to say about it in the future, just let me know and we'll put a little thing in the, if you have notes that you haven't gone through, we'll do that. In the meantime, let's get on with the main event. All right, we're talking, of course, about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 3, Episode 11, Bouncing Back. And Haley, did they bounce back?
In the ratings, not so much. Ward kind of bounced back.
Kind of.
Ouch.
Except for his chest.
Yeah, you know, when you eat enough raw meat, it gets better. You bring back from the dead, right?
God, that was disgusting.
It was. Okay. We talked about the ratings before. It was low. You said 1.1.
1.1 was the rating in the Target demo and 3.5 million viewers.
Which is still better than what Agent Carter was getting. But yeah, right. Okay. They're going to have to do better. And this is the time where a lot of the other shows aren't there. Now, Steven and I talked about this last week. Steven was like, well, if they do all of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. without a break and then go into Agent Carter, would it work? And I brought up the fact that you have 3 key months, October, February, and May, which are the ratings months. It used to be Sweeps Week. It's now Sweeps Month. And even though we've gone to a more broader ratings where they take the entire series into account, those are the key that set advertising revenue, the 3 key months. And if you do it the way of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first and then Agent Carter, you're not going to have that big finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in May, which is the big ratings getter. So it's a problem. In the meantime, though, what they have right now is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then Agent Carter and then bam, into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a dead time. I mean, Arrow and Flash are off right now. I know Supergirl is still on, but Arrow and Flash are off. And there's a reason, because this is spring break and their demographic is college kids and high school kids and young adults. And they go on spring break. So
yeah, everyone's drunk, passed out on a beach right now.
Exactly. I'm not surprised that they have not come back with a 5 or 6 or 7 rating on this at all. So let's get into the creative team on this. It was directed by Ron Underwood, who this is a very experienced director. 10 Once Upon a Times, 3 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., 5 Grey's Anatomy. And I don't know why I keep putting that in there, but I do. 2 Resurrections and dozens of more 1 to 3 episodes per show, as well as his big screen experience with some shows like Tremors, City Slickers, and The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
I got really upset last time.
Right. So Ron Underwood has a lot of experience. And then it was written by Monica Owusu-Breen, who has producer rights in her IMDb to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Revolution, Fringe, Brothers and Sisters, Lost, Alias, Charmed, and bonus, she's written big time for all those shows as well.
Yeah, she's written a bunch of really good episodes of Fringe, including, in my opinion, one of the creepiest episodes, Marionette. And yeah, looking at the episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. she's written, The Only Light in the Darkness, Making Friends, Influencing People, Frenemy of My Enemy.
So this was, my point is, this was a very experienced creative team bringing this show back from a hiatus. Do you think they delivered, Haley?
I thought it was a solid return. It's not like it's the best episode of the season or anything, but it was solid. Introduced a new character, kind of established what they're probably going to be doing with the superhero team that they're putting together.
They brought back some old characters, too, like the president.
It was nice seeing him again.
This is the first time we've really seen him, like actually had a conversation with him.
Yeah, in the show.
Yeah, I think normally he just kind of shows up in the background, like talking on the TV. So it was kind of cool seeing William Sadler, President Ellis, and Coulson actually having a conversation.
What'd you guys think of the 3-month flash forward at the beginning?
I was a little confused. I was like, wait a minute. Are we in space now? What's going
on? Yeah, we're in space like, and there's little
5 seconds.
Little droplets of blood floating through.
And that cross necklace.
And then we see the cross and then we see somebody's shield shoulder patch.
It reminded me so much of some of the Stargate episodes when they're in the F-302s or 301s above the Earth, right? And they're running out of air or whatever. So it reminded me slightly about that. Then I thought, are we going to see Hulk? Because didn't Hulk take off?
My thought was, are we going to see S.W.O.R.D.? But
right. And I thought, well, maybe this is how they bring back Captain Marvel. That would be awesome. But no, it just turned into an Arrow thing. Like if you've been watching Arrow, there's the big who's in the grave thing that's been going on forever. We're at episode 15 in the season 4 right now. The grave scene will be revealed in 19. It's been so
confusing. I haven't watched the show in like a year and a half. And even I've heard of this.
I know who's in the grave. So I think, oh, they're just ripping it off. And then, of course, we have this alleged speedster. So I'm thinking, oh, they're ripping off Flash, too. But no, that was slightly different.
Just a little.
Haley, since you have a Flash podcast, compare and contrast, please.
Well, they've got their own speedster in the Marvel universe that this could be compared to. And she's not well, there's currently an opening on the Avengers for a speedster.
Haley, we lost your audio again.
Can you hear me now?
Nope.
Nope. It's super good.
Nope.
No.
So while we wait for Haley to come back, whenever she's ready to rag on Marvel, her microphone just turns off.
Marvel snipers.
No, you're still
Marvel
off.
Marvel nope. Snipers.
We can't hear whatever furious swearing you're doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's saying Marvel snipers. Yeah, the Marvel snipers okay. Got her. Okay, let's carry on. We can come back with that later. So what was your favorite part of the episode, Lauren?
Oh, pretty much any part with Yo-Yo. She was so much fun. I'm really looking forward to getting that character back again at some point. Just the whole interplay with her and the rest of the team. Oh, it was great. Okay, her and Daisy and them kind of using their powers together.
Yeah.
When they were breaking in.
Elena,
that was so cool.
Elena and Daisy, or Yo-Yo and Daisy kicking butt in the police station. I was like, oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah, it's just a little weird because I have a friend whose nickname is Yo-Yo. And actually, she just posted on Facebook right now that I got the notification in the corner of my screen. Yeah, no, she was so cool. I really liked her. I want to get her back as a character. And I want the Secret Warriors all back together and, you know, doing capers and having fun. And I just want to see them all together and fighting and being awesome again. And I know the budget probably won't allow for it very often, but
still. Well, they got the special S.H.I.E.L.D. Apple Watches, you know, they're ready to roll there.
Yeah. But seriously, it's like between that and Melty Guy, whose name I'm forgetting, making that artistic sculpture of the guns and...
Joey, by the way.
Yes, thank you. I keep thinking of him as Melty Guy.
Right.
Which is not nearly as cool of a code name as they will probably actually give him.
So before we leave Yo-Yo, let me ask you a question. Was the language accurate on screen?
Yes, actually. Well, there was a couple parts where it wasn't exactly as translated, but I mean, it was close enough. There's one part where she said something, and I meant to go back and watch because... Like, she said something that was, like, way longer, than what was that they actually said. And I don't remember what it was now, but the part that I thought was hilarious was the part where, you know, she says something about pecados, which is sin. And he's like, pescado, which is fish. Right. And I'm like, well, technically it's true. Cause she's like, I don't know if these powers are a gift from God or a curse because of my sins. And he's like, no, fish.
Yeah. No, he was trying to say fish. Because remember, the powers are coming from the fish pills now and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
The water's contaminated.
See, I thought it was just kind of a lucky accident.
No, it was on purpose because he was like, yeah, I know my way around a menu.
Oh. But I thought it was because pecado sounds like pescado, and no. I thought he just got mixed up.
Yeah, it was from the Terra Genesis. Yeah. The fish.
No, I know that. Because he took 3 years of high school Spanish. He knows fish. Right there with you, Mac.
What kind of magic allowed her to start speaking English at the end?
She learned that one sentence phonetically, probably.
Okay. So let's go back to the flash forward. Is it Yo-Yo in the plane?
I'm betting it's not actually. I'm betting she will have given her necklace to someone.
See, I thought she's in the plane, but she's not the only person that was in that plane.
I was thinking Ward was in there too, or Death, or whatever we call him now.
See, I feel like Joey's the red shirt of the season. I've thought that since they introduced his character.
No. Oh, what a long, slow
burn.
You're
probably right, but
no. Oh, poor Joey. Well, at least he goes back to have dinner with his mom.
Exactly. Yeah. See, they're making you care. You know what happens when the Whedons make you care about a new
character. That's right.
What if it's Lincoln?
Ooh.
That would make sense.
That would be harsh.
They introduce him just to be her love interest and then kill him off.
The rare example of male fridging. That would be interesting.
Okay, so Coulson breaks out the Tahiti machine again to go after Malik.
It's kind of interesting, actually, when they stick Kid from Gladiator in it, whatever his name is.
Werner.
Strucker.
Yeah.
I forget his first name. But when they stick him in it, and it's like his brain gets frozen in a moment. And you remember when Coulson gets stuck in there and he's like, let me die, let me die. What if that was just him being stuck in that moment where he was dying? Like, what if he didn't actually, you know, want to die?
He never said, let me die, though. I think the thing was that Werner was saying, let me die.
No, Coulson did say that when he was in the Tahiti machine, when they flashed back.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But
when he was...
When he was actually dying on the helicarrier, he didn't say, let me die. And I'm saying that Werner did say, let me die, when he was being tortured.
Star Saber pointed out that was not the Tahiti machine. It was the other machine, the memory machine.
Oh yeah. Either way, it's pretty nasty stuff. And it was pretty cool, though, that Lincoln was able to kick him out of that cycle, though.
Yeah. On the one hand, I'm like, well, that's kind of futzing it enough that it's not technically bad science, but I don't think it's a very good idea still.
Oh, no.
Because first of all, okay, you electrocute someone's head. I mean, that's a bad idea. You electrocute someone's head while they're in a machine that is already electrocuting their head in a controlled way. I'm pretty sure that's like double plus bad right there.
Double plus not good?
Yes. Because when he stuck his hand in there, it just reminded me of how they tell you, like, when you're in an MRI machine, like, don't wear anything metal.
Right.
That's just what it reminded me of. I'm like, no, if this was real life, of course, real life, nobody that we know of has superpowers, but I'm pretty sure.
You don't know that.
As I said, that we know of.
All right.
Yeah. It seems like that is just, if there was going to be a horrible disaster to happen, it would be when you are sticking your hands into a machine to fry somebody who is already having stuff done to their brain. It just seems like a bad idea.
Right. So Coulson's going after Malik. I mean, he really, let's face it, he wants to avenge Rosalind in so many ways. He thinks he's already killed Ward, which he actually did. And now he's going to go after Malik that basically authorized the hit. And so that is why they're doing the memory machine. I forget what it's called, but the Tahiti-like memory machine. And he finds out
how to get...
Minderizer. And he finds out how to get in touch with Malik. So he goes in, he has to take his hand off. And loses the hand too, right? Or does he pick it up later? I can't remember.
I think he leaves the hand.
He loses a lot of hands.
Right.
This is like what? Supposed to be like what? His third hand, not counting the original?
third or fourth, something like that. So anyway, he's on the phone. How'd you guys like the hold music?
I loved it.
Yes, perfect.
And I really loved somebody's comment that I had to retweet last night about, he has experience with being put on hold while people are doing stuff. And then they put a gif of him being on hold while Black Widow's kicking in Avengers.
Right.
But this time there was music.
There was?
Muzak.
And he's going after Malik, and he hurts Malik. And I think at this point in time, Malik's like, okay, this is going to hurt, but I've got the trump card in my basement.
Yeah. He's got kind of the ultimate trump card. Eating horrible raw meats. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so gross.
He's not even sure it's a trump card, because he's not sure he still believes in what he thought Ward was supposed to be.
Although at the end, I think he's convinced.
Well, yeah.
Because Sandhand comes out and does whatever that is going to do. Do you think it's going to kill that other guy?
Yeah, I kind of think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Gonna like eat him or something. I don't know. Suck him dry.
Yeah, like devour his soul or something. Eat his powers.
That's what I thought. Like they needed Inhumans so he could suck the life out of the Inhumans and become super powerful.
Yeah. Kind of like the sand creatures on Doctor Who this past season.
Let's not talk about that. Never happened.
But it was just funny to me that there's this horrible banquet of raw meats being served by Mark Dacascos, of all people, who is Chairman Mark from Iron Chef America. So every time he's there on screen with the food, that's just all I'm thinking of. I'm picturing him with freaking Bobby Flay criticizing the food right there. And because, I mean, Bobby Flay would grill the crap out of that.
Right.
But no. Dead Ward has to eat it raw.
Mm-hmm. Dead Ward has to do it raw, right? Okay. Yeah.
That should be a shirt. Dead Ward likes it raw.
Right. Question for you ladies. How would you rank Talbot's mustache now?
It looks like it could be a real mustache.
It looks like he might have had time to actually grow it. I'm actually really glad that we might get to see a lot more of him because he's so ridiculous.
Yeah, he's going to be in next episode. We're going to see where it goes. Of course, whatever we want to call this other bad Inhuman, the one with the eyes thing, that is some freaky power.
I kept thinking Basilisk, but I think that's an X-Men. That is, in fact, an X-Men.
I just called him Boy Medusa, I think.
I like Boy Medusa.
And apparently it's painful from what Bobby and Hunter were saying.
Yeah. Which, that part where they're just like frozen and then they shoot that guy and they're just, the looks on their faces, like, I mean, granted, their faces aren't moving, but the eyes, like that was rough.
And it looked like they weren't even able to breathe. So I'm like, oh my gosh, some sort of stasis.
They weren't able to blink. Their eyes, like, that always freaks me out because you need to blink or your eyes dry out and your corneas get all scratched up. And it's just, it bothers me. I don't have an eye thing, but that bothers me.
This coming from the woman that can do fish eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to talk about it. I'm surprised you didn't interject with it until now, but we need to talk about the thing that starts with a sigh and ends with a ease.
Yes. The science babies.
There you go. The floor is yours, Lauren.
Okay, so at first I was very sad because there was this, I mean, you could tell there's this, at the very first part where we see them, there's this rift between them. And it's because Fitz is feeling bad because he's like, oh, I killed this guy, I did this thing. And Gemma's just there like, we're friends, right? We were totally going to go out on a date. And then finally, at the end, they freaking talk. Hey, people, communication, it works. And then science babies agree to start over, and it's really sweet. And it probably isn't going to last very long because nothing is ever happy. But we'll see. They're so cute.
Haley, what'd you think of the hand? The new hand?
It looks like a real hand, so they don't have to put him in a glove anymore.
That's right.
I bet Clark Gregg was like, the hand keeps getting sweaty. Just give me, let me use my real hand.
I can't hold my hand in the sleeve.
Half of my acting comes from my hand.
Yeah, it hurts when I do this.
You guys got it all wrapped up in the sleeve. Come on. Yeah.
Although it was pretty cool when May poked it and you see the like ripple.
That was cool because there's all sorts of new things.
That was pretty cool.
Can't wait to see what it can do.
Yeah. And oh, the talk between May and Coulson at the end. That was really good. You just joined the cavalry.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was...
I know what happened. You just joined the cavalry.
Yeah. Ooh. Ouch. Oh, but I loved it.
All right, ladies, anything else for the episode?
Yes. When they said, you're just getting these powers at random, and Lincoln said, powers aren't random. We were taught that each was given to fill an evolutionary need at the time. I feel like that might be important to know.
Probably is.
Mac totally gets into it and says, yeah, you know what? Yeah, things happen for a reason. Yeah. Okay. So he's on board.
Yeah, it's interesting to see Mac moving from just being like, don't trust, to, okay, the more I'm learning about this, the more I'm kind of not okay with it, but accepting.
Accepting.
They totally didn't touch the combo axe shotgun, though, yet. So I'm not going to let that go, Marvel. You brought it up. It's not going to be Bernard Stark. You're going to have to bring this to fruition.
I really hope we get that in the finale.
Yeah. Bobby and Hunter both want superpowers.
Yeah. With the fish pills. Like, come on. Don't tell me you didn't try the fish pills.
Yeah, you two deserve each other. Way to go, Mac.
See, this is why they're going to end up on the run in their own show.
Yeah.
That's
true.
They're
going to take the wrong fish pills.
Anything else?
I am so glad to have everyone back.
Yeah. Haley, you got some quotes?
Not really. There weren't a lot of funny quotes in this one. Most of the ones that were not in English. So
that was good. All right. It was a good episode. It was a good way back. As you said before, Haley, not the best episode, but it had some cool moments. The cool fighting. We get to see the superpowers or the inhuman powers of Elena/Yo-Yo. And all of a sudden, I now want an Apple Watch with a blue shield symbol on it. So
just paint it on there.
Can you set backgrounds on those? Because you could probably just set that
exactly,
as a background.
Yeah. I don't have one, so I don't know for sure, but I think that's basically how you do that.
Listeners, you should send one to each of us so we can test this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would like the 42 millimeter ones. I think the ladies would like the 38 millimeter ones because it fits their wrist better. So just saying.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Or send us each one of each so we can just, you know, we'll see which one works better.
Yeah, sure. One for each arm for a little while until you figure it out. Yeah, right.
Yeah, be good.
So next time we're going to be talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3, Episode 12, The Inside Man. And yes, we are finally going to get to Jessica Jones, Season 1, Episode 6, a.k.a. You're a Winner! So go ahead and check that out. So just a little reminder, we do have a spinoff podcast. It talks all about Marvel Comics. It's called Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition. And the latest one out right now as we record this podcast is Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition, dated March 5th, 2015. That's a catchy title. It really
2016.
Is. 2016. Yeah, it's even catchier when you say the right year. Yeah, so 2016. Yeah. So in this episode, Black Adam covers Mission Report Operation Sin number 3 from the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives. Lauren, do you remember this? You covered the all-new X-Men number 5.
Yes, I do. I liked that issue.
Yeah. And then Neil took on Karnak, all-new, all-different Avengers number 6, Daredevil number 4. He is so smitten with Daredevil. Angela Queen of Hell, number 5, Venom, Space Knight, number 5, Hercules, number 4, and Patsy Walker, a.k.a. Hellcat, number 3, New Avengers, number 7, and his pick of the week is Avengers, number 57. So go to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., Long Box Edition, and get all the great goodness. It's only a 20-minute podcast. It's highly produced. It is for your enjoyment. So go check that out. Let's move on to some news. We're in the news, and we talked about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. low ratings. Do we need to say anything more about that, Haley?
Not really. Just everyone go watch the show more and tell all your friends to watch it more so we can make sure we keep getting more.
I'm wondering how much of that had to do with election season stuff.
Maybe.
Because, yeah, when I was watching it, there was election season coverage running at the bottom of the screen. And I was just like, just let me watch my comics. Let me watch my comic shows, guys. I don't care right now. I'm trying to get away from it.
It's not like it used to be where it's like just like a little ticker along the very bottom. It takes up like a quarter of the bottom of their screen.
Yeah, there's like graphics and all the stuff, and it runs just constantly. And I'm like, come on, if I wanted to know, I would check the internet right now. This is escapist. I'm trying to escape.
Yes, we all have four screens in front of us at any one time. You don't need to fill one with crap that should be on another.
You only have four?
At once.
I'm hoping for a bigger comeback next week, so we'll just hope for that and go with that. Netflix is looking to cast. Interesting.
Yeah. So I think we talked about it a little bit a couple weeks ago when Jones was cast as Danny Rand for Iron Fist. And it's been kind of talked about for a long while now about how people were saying that because of the kind of questionable history of, since Danny Rand is very much a product of his time, the 1970s, where it's like, hey, white guy's doing kung fu, maybe, you know, cast an Asian guy or something like that in the role. And they cast a white guy. So everyone was like, well, I didn't expect otherwise, but I'm disappointed. Well, it looks like we will actually have an Asian Marvel hero in the Netflix verse. Shang-Chi should be in the upcoming Defenders series, and they will exclusively audition Asian actors.
Good.
So, yeah, the character has worked with both Iron Fist and Luke Cage in the Heroes for Hire series. He's been in the Shadowland comics. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Looking forward to it. And there's been a lot of talk about Marvel not making a bad casting choice. Steven and I talked about it last week. And the one thing that popped up we talked about last week was Ward. A lot of people thought Ward was the wrong individual cast for season one until Hydra hit. I want to mention one more. Yes, we're talking about Rhodey. Yeah, Rhodey has made a change from first Iron Man on. Now, I don't necessarily think that was wrong casting, but Marvel did make the change. And some of it was fiscal issues, but I think they thought it was good to go with another character too, so, or another actor.
It's
too.
My understanding that they had always wanted Don Cheadle from the first movie. He was just unavailable when they did the first movie, so they got Terrence Howard, and then they got Terrence Howard to not be in the second movie by not offering to pay him as much as he should be paid.
Yeah, lowballed him.
And it was because they wanted Don Cheadle.
Yeah. The main point there was that Marvel has not made a wrong decision in casting yet. We couldn't think of anything. Steven and I couldn't last week. Can you ladies think of any wrong casting?
I can't think of any.
Yeah, they've earned our trust basically at this point in time. So until they prove us wrong, I'm just going to say, okay, we'll run with it.
I mean, the closest I think that a lot of people would argue is maybe Mickey Rourke in Iron Man 2, but...
That's right, Vanko.
Maybe. There were other problems with Iron Man 2, though. His bird.
His bird.
Bird. Got to get the bird.
I don't know how he got an O in there, but good job, Mickey.
We don't have to worry about him anymore, apparently. So that's all good. All right, moving on to Civil War. Some trailers came out. Have you ladies had a chance to watch these?
Yes.
They're not trailers. They're teasers for the trailer.
For a trailer that's coming out tomorrow.
Wow. Well, okay.
But it still looks
out.
Cool.
Yeah. So what do you think?
So, yeah, in anticipation of the final Civil War trailer that's coming out tomorrow, they have the Team Cap and Team Iron Man teaser trailers that dropped today. And they're cool. They're both short little things just kind of flashing with the characters and their costumes and who's on which side. And it's the whole united we stand, divided we fall thing.
All right.
I mean, it makes me want to see the trailer tomorrow.
So you're Team Cap because you're...
Yes, because Winter Soldier.
Right. Haley, which one are you?
Mostly Team Cap, but I do love Black Widow. So...
Who doesn't?
Hopefully she'll switch sides and then it's fine.
Mm-hmm. I said I was on the side of Rocket. Now, I'm going to have a problem if Agent 13 is on a different side than Rocket, but we discussed...
Well, I believe Rocket is on side not appearing in this film.
Yeah.
Correct. And we discussed that he's probably stealing everybody's stuff as they go through the Civil War. So I think I'm safe to go with Agent 13.
I think you probably are. So we're all kind of loosely on Team Cap, I guess.
Yes. Well, while we're talking about Rocket real quick, did you guys see the meme this week of, I need that guy's hand, and Deadpool cuts off his hand and gives it to him.
I did, I saw it.
And he's like, oh, I was joking. Oh my God.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I didn't see that. That's amazing.
You know what? I am, tomorrow I have the day off and I'm going to spend it reading comics and stuff like that, but I'm going to put on Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm going to stop my Martian watch and I'm going to put on Guardians of the Galaxy. I so should watch Jurassic World too, but that's a story for another cast. Okay.
You should.
So
it's a fun popcorn movie.
Spider-Man has some casting.
Yes. I don't know who this person is. Zendaya is apparently a young up-and-coming actress-singer, and she has been cast as a character named Michelle in the new Spider-Man film, and nobody really knows who that's supposed to be, because this is not a love interest of Spider-Man, because that would be Mary Jane or Gwen, and so she's in this movie, and that's about as much as we know about her.
All right. So looking forward to some more information, and apparently Venom is back on the schedule.
Yeah. Sony only has Spider-Man and Spider-Man villains as their Marvel movie rights, so they're like, let's make them all a franchise. So they're trying to get a Venom franchise going, which they've been trying to do for a while now, and have it be a separate thing from their Spider-Man franchise. So I guess they've got a writer now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the writer who did Edge of Tomorrow.
Right.
Which, I actually like that movie.
No, it's a good movie. But I'm really not sold on the Venom solo film.
Yeah, so this, Chris on Nerd Alert News talked about this. Obviously, this is a money grab by Sony because of, and there's one other too, which I'll mention in a second, a money grab by Sony because Marvel is stepping in and saving the Spider-Man franchise, basically, because they want to use him in Civil War, whatever goes on in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So the payoff is we're going to resurrect it and then you can do whatever you want with the ancillary characters, apparently. And I just think they're going to screw that up. As with, did you guys hear about this stupid 21 Jump Street and Men in Black crossover?
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
It's so much of a train wreck. I can't believe they actually are going forward with this.
Oh. I actually really like the 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street movies, and I want this to take place in like some pocket universe where it's just completely nuts.
This is totally wrong.
I want to see it.
I know this project, I want to see how they're going to do it. This project is so going to get canned. It's not going to happen. If it does happen, I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably not watch it the same as I would if it did get canned. I don't know.
You know, that's what we all said when we heard they were going to make a battleship movie.
Which, for some reason, is always inexplicably on when we go visit this one relative's house. And it's not like on DVD. It's always on FX on the TV.
It's always on FX. I have no idea why.
It's a cheap movie that they can throw out there. You got to throw something out there. All right.
Yeah, because they can air it all day and have to pay like $4 in royalties.
It was okay. You know, I have a special.
Okay, there's like 45 minutes of good movie in that 2 hour long film.
I can't argue with that. What engenders me to that movie is seeing the Big Mo moving again, because I was one of the last people to see her moving inside Pearl Harbor under her own power. Wow. And
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. I just happened to be in Hawaii and saw the thing. I was actually on the Arizona when the Big Mo came through. So that was pretty cool. And that's the only reason I like the Missouri. The film was complete. Can those guns fire? No, because they have something like 8 feet of concrete stuck in those barrels. So that exactly ain't going to happen.
I went to Hawaii last year. We went to the Missouri and they still have like some of the writing that they did in one of the scenes in the movie. They still have it up in there. But when the tour guide was talking, they're like, yeah, you might recognize this from the movie and the guns can't work. Sorry. And yeah, right. My husband's kind of a military buff and he's going on about when the movie was on, he's like, but that doesn't work that way. And This is why it's fun watching movies with experts.
Okay.
You get to hear all the way things are wrong.
Right. Complete side trip right here. The USS Missouri is not maintained by the U.S. government. There's actually a nonprofit charitable organization that actually maintains that thing. So if you like big ships and you want to contribute to keeping the Missouri afloat, because let's face it, it's a ship in the water. It needs to be maintained and afloat. The deck needs to be refinished every so often and stuff like that. Give that foundation some money if you like ships and you want to see it around. And if you don't, then don't worry about it. But a lot of people really think the Missouri is a key piece of U.S. history and want to keep on contributing to that. So go ahead, find out the ways to contribute and whatever. Okay, get back to Marvel here. We're going to talk a little bit about Guardians of the Galaxy 2 because it's an awesome movie and we just know it's going to be awesome, right, Haley?
Well, we don't know that, but we know it.
We know it.
Rumor has it that Sylvester Stallone is going to be in the film. And this is rumor spoilers that he is going to be playing a member of the Nova Corps.
That's so awesome.
I was listening to a podcast earlier today. I don't remember which one. But they were talking about that. They're like, who do you think he's going to play? And someone was like, I think he's going to be Groot's dad.
I guess that could work too.
I remember what it was. It was Hollywood Babylon. And the guy started impersonating Sylvester Stallone
as a Groot.
As Groot. Yeah, it was pretty great.
I'm Groot.
Yes.
Yo, Groot. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. So we'll see how that turns out. Hey, you guys like geeky stuff?
Yeah.
I love geeky stuff. And that's why we're on the Gonna Geek Network. Lauren, you know what other podcast is on the Gonna Geek Network?
I don't know. What podcasts are on the Gonna Geek Network?
Well, one in particular is in a little bit of a hiatus mode because we're going to be talking about Gallifrey Public Radio and Doctor Who. Right, Haley?
Right. And we have a year-long hiatus that we have to fill. And we decided that classic game shows is the only way that this void can be filled.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. I have not had a chance to listen to this podcast yet. I just can't wait to listen to it.
With a description like this, I'm going to have to.
Right.
So tell me, are there virtual fist fights? Because I always like to imagine there's virtual fist fights.
Yeah, I would hope so. Of course, we're talking about Gallifrey Public Radio. Haley is one of the co-hosts on Gallifrey Public Radio with Jay and Keir. And once again, congratulations, Keir, for getting married to Julie. That is awesome. You ladies weren't around, so you can say your congrats. Haley, I'm sure you said congrats to Keir already.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, this episode of Gallifrey Public Radio, we do Family Feud, Doctor Who. So, Doctor Hewed. And if you want to know who won, hush. So Keir was the host and Jay and I competed, and you will have to listen to that cast to find out who won.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun. All right, let's get on to some feedback. All right, it's good that I see Steven back in the chat room. He left us a question. Do you guys think that a movie about a CGI raccoon can be popular? Like, don't you think the masses won't watch? Yeah, I guess what, buddy? It was an amazing movie. And I know you didn't see it in the theater opening weekend because you never do. Because you have small kids and stuff.
Because he's super lame.
I am all for movies about trash pandas.
But did you guys know in your absence last week when you were hunting down Dottie that he co-hosted Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. with me?
I heard a rumor to that effect.
As did I.
So there was some fan feedback. Fan of the show, Andy Migna. He said, I was missing Lauren and Haley on the finale Agent Carter cast. P.S. Don't tell your boss. That's Steven.
Okay, we won't. Mm-hmm.
Yep, no. Lips are
totally
sealed.
Won't tell Steven you said that. And then at Born to Eat Bacon said, I finished last week's episode and that Steven guy is definitely no agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm glad Stargate Pioneer called him on that. Yeah, I definitely. Nobody made him an agent. He's just our network owner. There you go. So Richard at Kodiak DWC also chimed in, didn't he, Haley?
Yeah, he said, I'm trying to remain optimistic. Between this and Rebels, my nerves are shot.
and he was talking about the season 3 Agent Carter rumor, and that's all that it is right now.
Yeah, I get what you're saying about your nerves being shot.
I didn't know Rebels was on the floor, though.
No. I'm betting that he probably means that last week's episode of Rebels, which was just like...
Okay, there you go.
There's an episode on right now recording as soon as we're done here.
I know, it sucks. I'm going to go watch it. Cause we have to record the podcast at the same time. It just sucks. Anyway, Lauren, Christy also chimed in.
Put Star-Lord to work today holding paperclips. He needs to earn his keep, along with an adorable picture. Christy won our last contest. She got our Guardians of the Galaxy
crate
collector core box. I forgot the name of the box.
Right.
And yeah, so now her Star-Lord mug is being functional along with a Groot.
I usually put mine to work holding coffee.
I do too. You know, I was going to use mine tonight, but I realized that I hold it in my, I thought I was holding it in my right hand, but I hold it in my left hand. So if I hold it in my left hand.
So you see the wrong side.
I'm going to hold it in the right side next. So next week, I'm going to bring my Star-Lord mug.
Was going to use mine tonight as well, but it's dirty. So you got birthday balloons.
Okay. So next week, are we just all using character mugs?
That's great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll do that. Okay. Haley. Our last Twitter feedback comes from Andy.
He said, seriously, I laughed out loud at the Talbot reveal. Good episode with lots of Spanish.
So I laughed so hard at that reveal. I started like actually cackling. And my husband was like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm great.
I knew the whole time they were talking. I was like, it's going to be Talbot. I can't wait. It's going to be Talbot. And it was Talbot.
And Colson's reaction is great. He's like, oh, but Talbot will report to you. And he's like, yeah, sure he will.
Yeah, he's just going to follow orders. Little soldier. No, it's not going to happen.
I cannot wait to see those two just kind of butting heads. Cause
Talbot's going to follow the orders, but the mustache is going to run off and do its own thing.
That mustache does what it wants, man.
It definitely does. All right, we got some voicemail. Are you ladies ready to hear it?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you get ladies take a guess at who the voicemail is from?
Coulson.
Talbot's mustache.
It's Black Adam. We got him back. So here we go.
Hey guys, it's Adam calling in with feedback on the long overdue return of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I really like where they're going with this here. I mean, we could get an interesting new Inhuman of the Week thing, with a certain number of them basically being reserve members of the team, and others ending up with Hydra and creepy-ass alien ward.
Language.
As for Yo-Yo, I like that she's not just a typical, you know, Flash or Quicksilver speedster. They did a nice variation on it where she can run for a short time, but then snaps back to her original location. I do like that they brought the president in, and hopefully they'll keep doing that just on occasion, maybe once or twice a season. And I'm sure that Talbot will be just as happy about his new job as Coulson is, which ought to lead to some interesting stuff going forward. Though his mustache doesn't look quite as ridiculously over-the-top fake as it used to. So that's good. Can't wait to hear what you guys think. Talk to you later. Bye.
Maybe it's because it was only in a picture. Like, you didn't see that it was moving on its own.
Okay, somebody start up a Twitter account for Talbot's mustache.
That's right. So, Andy, next week... We keep teasing this. He does have an email for episode 6 with us. Don't let me forget to read it on the air. And as well, we will go back with the email for our Guardians of the Galaxy follow-on giveaway of the Deadpool crate. And once again, that is Deadpool and Peggy Carter explain the date. All right. Do we have any more feedback, ladies?
I don't think so.
All right. We're going to walk this one out. What are we going to discuss next week?
Next week, we've got a new episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., episode 12, The Inside Man, and We're finally going to get back to some Jessica Jones talk with episode 6, aka You're a Winner.
And I'll be live tweeting Jessica Jones on Monday at 8 p.m. Central and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central. So watch your Twitter feeds.
Don't forget to find us on the GunnaGeek.com network. We have a voicemail line, 844-THE-BUS-1, 844-843-2871. And oh, by the way, we finally get to see the cargo hold of the bus 2. That was pretty cool today, right?
Yeah.
We have a Facebook page, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. We have a Tumblr page, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. We have a Twitter account, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. And don't forget our YouTube channel, youtube.com/GunnaGeek. You could find all of our episodes, our video cast there, as well as forums, which, again, we're pretty active with the Deadpool movie. That's forums.GunnaGeek.com. Last thing I'll say is don't forget about the C2E2 panel. That it's Friday, March 18th, 2:45 p.m. in room S503. We want to meet you. Come meet us. Don't be shy at all. Say, hey, I like your podcast, or you guys suck, which is probably really, it's going to be the second thing since I'm going to be there. SP, you suck, and shake my hand, and we will give you some cool swag. Next on Geeks.Live, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, we will be going over Starling Tribune on Arrow 2.5 graphic novel. So we'll catch up on all the great things that happened between season 2 and season 3 of the TV show Arrow, which is really important because there's some key things that happen that are never referred to in the show. Thank you, ladies, very much for being here tonight. I appreciate it. You guys make Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. go.
And I'm glad to be back after last week. And thank you for everybody who follows along with us on Twitter, who follows along with the live tweets, who tweets us news. We appreciate it and we love you.
And thank you to everyone who has checked out our Facebook page where we tend to share links throughout the week and people that like and share those as well. That's awesome. And thank you to everyone that participates in our contests because those are a lot of fun for us. And we hope they're as much fun for you as they are for us. And you should participate in this next one because we need to know what the Deadpool Peggy Carter date would be like.
Everyone really except Steven. Yeah, that's right. Well, he still wants to know. He just can't enter it himself. I just want to thank everybody that's been here on the Blab Live with us tonight. Christy, Adam, Ray, Jenny, Cajun Sean, and everybody, it has been great having you on board. We really appreciate that. So, until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Agent Haley.
I'm Agent Lauren.
Bye. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com and you will find all of our contact information in other shows. You can also visit LegendsOfShield.com, where you'll find our complete archive of podcasts. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends, Stream, or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation. No infringement is intended.
Cast on air. We're good. Is Haley still there or did she leave?
The cat just took out the computer, she says.
Oh. Well, we'll wait.
Cats.
Did she text us that? Is that where? Okay.
Yep.
There we go. It's a Hydra cat.
Wait, what?
My response to Haley.
Ah, okay. I didn't know if you'd like seen something horrific and many-headed on the internet.
Actually, Hydra came up in the office the other day, and they weren't even talking about Marvel. They were talking about mythical creatures, you know, cut off the head. And I was like, should I?
Kill Hydra.
Why is she giggling? She's about to be somebody.
Mark Hamill is the world's biggest troll, and I love him. I just adore Daisy Ridley, and she's roughly my daughter's age, and that's how I relate to her. Oh, wait a minute. I knew all you smarties would drag it out of me. I don't mean anything by that. I mean, as actors, that's how I relate to her. Wink. I really need to stop looking at Tumblr. I think you should look at Tumblr for the entire podcast and just start randomly laughing.
That's what happens anyway.
Well, yeah, but I mean, usually it's at least somewhat related to, you know, what we're talking about instead of like, you know, here's a picture of a really fat rat.
No, that's usually what you used to lead with. Just to tell you how ridiculous my mind works, today, as I'm driving back from the comic book store, I was thinking, you know what we don't cover? We don't cover any of the Marvel cartoon stuff. I'm like, oh no.
It's gonna have to wait for the off seasons.
I watch them, so.
Right. What I'm thinking of is we could do another spinoff. And I'm like, SP, you have no time.
Yeah, who has time for this other show that you want to do?
I want to do a show about sci-fi. I want to do a show about this. I want to do a show about that. Although Better Podcasting is turning into a huge success. So we're like, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
So I was really glad that Wilkes, you know, he just lived and they're just like, okay, it was nice, but it didn't work out well.
If it's a love square, they did kill off one of... Whoa! They did kill off one of the square pieces.
Well, they also... They've got their own speedster in the Marvel Universe that this could be compared to. And she's not
anymore!
Well, there's currently an opening on the Avengers for
Haley,
a speedster.
Haley, we lost your audio again.
Can you hear me now?
Nope.
Nope. Super good.
Nope.
No.
So just a little reminder, we do have a spinoff podcast. It talks all about Marvel comics. It's called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's not called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's called Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition.
So we did.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Is my mic working?
Yeah.
Hello?
I have not had a chance to listen to this podcast yet. I just can't
Can
wait
you hear me?
To listen to it.
Hello?
With a description like this, I'm going to have to.
Right.
So tell me, are there virtual fist fights? Because anytime...
Adam, language, buddy. Language. Don't make me beep you. Jeez. Wow. It's kind of funny. The word he said is not okay, but asshat is okay. I don't understand. I really don't understand censors these days.
Did he put a hole in place of the hat?
There was nothing there. It was just the first part of the word.
I thought you could say the first part of the word.
Yeah, I say that all the time.
Because you could be talking about a donkey, and that's fine.
They say it in church.
Okay. We'll let it slide next time. Okay, so for the live audience, of course, next week we'll be doing Jessica Jones, a.k.a. You're a Winner, the following week. We will be doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. plus Daredevil, just general.
First thoughts, first impressions. Oh my God. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
First impressions. Look at me. I'm Daredevil.
Right.
I think that'll be right after the C2E2 panel. So SP might have some thoughts on that to share as well.
I won't be here for that.
Look at me. I'm Daredevil.
Oh yeah, that's right. You won't be.
Episode.
Haha. Uh-huh.
I'm actually going to take a spring break. So it'll be you ladies and whoever fills this seat. Or maybe it'll just be you two ladies. Yes, Cajun Sean said, yes, Daredevil next Friday. I will not be watching it, unfortunately. I will be on the road, so I don't know when I'll be able to catch up.
Maybe I should change my schedule so I'm off next Saturday.
Might be a good
idea. So I can binge all weekend.
Or sometime during the weekend.
Well, I'm off on Sunday, but... if I were off on Saturday,
how many episodes?
I could binge Friday night.
How many episodes?
Probably 12 or 13. Yeah.
13?
Yeah, it's been 13 for all the other shows.
It, for me, that is definitely a two-day thing. There's no way I could do that.
Well, I can do it in one day, but I would have to like wait until Saturday to start because I can't do it Friday night and then, you know, show up to work with a Netflix hangover.
Okay, just to give everybody a heads up that is listening, on, I believe it's Sunday, May 8th, we will be doing a Captain America Civil War podcast. And if you don't want to... If you don't want to be spoiled, don't tune in. But if you have something to say about that, make sure you get your voicemails into me by Saturday night. Sunday morning might be a little dicey setting up. I don't know what time that we're doing it yet, but it'll be sometime on Sunday. Netflix hangover. Yeah.
Dude, it's a thing.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I definitely had it after Daredevil, and I'm glad I did not mainline Jessica Jones. That was grueling to get through all at once. But I'm having fun watching these episodes spaced out a month or two apart. Our bad. Sorry, guys. We will probably be doing Daredevil in the summer after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then whatever other like X-Men movie, Apocalypse and stuff.
Yeah. Plus, we'll probably end up with a couple of weeks off here and there, just people being out of town and such.
It will happen, especially around the 4th. Like, I see one scheduled on July 6th. I will not be able to do that.
Yeah, that was just a first pass at the schedule.
Yeah, you got it.
Maybe if we finish... Like, I think usually Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back around October, so we'll probably have a few weeks to fill. Maybe we'll watch some X-Men cartoons or something.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Ward, I miss real Ward.
You have real Ward.
I miss him. I don't know. As I saw him last night, I was like, I want real Ward back.
I was the whole time they were sure.
And we've lost Haley.
The hand thing really did it. It was awesome. I don't miss Ward. I don't miss the real Ward.
I do. I think you. I. Okay, well, I'm going to have to run,
yeah.
So
see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want to call in like our network owner, Steven, and have kids screaming in the background, that's totally fine. Come on in. We will let you in and everything.
And I might even talk to you.
Or else the Marvel snipers will take you out again.
We have a lot of TV to watch between Haley and I. I think our DVRs equal in size right now, so...
Yeah, I got really Sunny up. In Philadelphia, so
I've got some Venture Brothers I gotta watch.
Oh yes, Venture Brothers is good this season.
That came out.
Yeah, they've got a season. Yeah, they've got season 6 over right now.
Awesome. My DVRs didn't catch it. Damn it. That's probably
It wasn't programmed anymore because season 5 aired like 2 or 3 years ago.
And I've changed all my DVRs because in true Time Warner Cable fashion, they have all failed. Dang it.
I think they might all be up on adultswim.com, so you might want to check there.
Cajun Sean in the chat said, I need to go watch the most recent episodes of Blind Spot and Teen Wolf. Now, Blind Spot, I kind of throttled back on that after the half season ended, and I didn't know if I wanted to go any further because enough of the mystery had been revealed to me going, maybe it's not worth it. So if it is worth it, if I'm missing out on something, please let me know.
See, I watched the whole first half season all at once, and I kind of wish I had just waited till the end of this season and I could watch it all at once.
Mm-hmm. Do the wing thing with like Walking Dead, waits till it's all out and then just mainstreams it. Yeah, I might do that. I mean, the episodes are on the DVR right now anyway, and the DVR is big enough to hold all this stuff, so I'm good there.